Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Businesses and the tech sector say Ireland needs to keep up with investment in data centres or lose out on jobs and major foreign direct investment. But with warnings that they account for a fifth of total energy consumption, is the government facing a serious dilemma when it comes to balancing further investment in data centres with both our grid limitations and our climate commitments? And what does it mean as Donald Trump looks to implement, it would seem, a trade war with Europe? Well, for more, I'm joined in the studio now by Green Party TD Roderick O'Gorman and Michael McCarthy, who's Director of Cloud Infrastructure Ireland, which is part of IBEC. And you're both welcome. Thank you both for coming in. Roderick, to you first. Like the last government that you were part of, you were grappling with this dilemma. What's the Green Party view on data centres now in opposition?
Well, I think you use the word balance, and that's really important here. Data centres are an important part of the support for the IT sector in our economy. They have a significant role, and that role will remain significant. But we've a lot of data centres in Ireland right now. And I think any discussion about them, we need to understand we've seen a really rapid expansion of data centres in a very short period of time. And that's putting pressure on our energy infrastructure. So right now, as you say, we've about 21% of our total energy usage is going into data centres. And if you kind of put that in comparison, the next closest country is Singapore with 7%. So we're a real outlier in terms of the amount of energy
we use. The average is below 5%,
exactly.
Right? We're at 21%.
And if we build out all the data centres that have been given planning permission up to date by 2030, that'll have grown to 28%. Mm-hmm. So if we are putting that amount of energy into data centres, there's less for the thousands of new houses that we need to build to deal with the housing crisis. There's less for businesses. There's less for farming and agriculture. So it's about getting that balance right. And what we say is we need to build them in areas where there is capacity, not in the greater Dublin area, but looking in other parts of the country, and also build them beside access to renewable energy so they can be directly powered by renewable energy. And those were the sorts of changes we made in the last government when we brought in a new data centre policy in 2022.
Are you concerned about the new government's commitment in the programme for government, which says allowing data centres that contribute to economic growth and efficient grid usage? Is there danger here, do you believe?
I'm concerned that it's very gung-ho in terms of the data centres. There is a role for data centres in our economy. There will be new ones, but I don't think the speed of growth that we've seen over the last 15, 20 years, I don't think that's sustainable going forward. Mm-hmm. And I think if we have clear guidelines, clear rules around the type of data centres that we have, that they are built in areas where there is capacity, so parts of the country where our grid isn't under pressure, if they're directly powered by renewable energy, if they're supporting economic growth here in Ireland, and that they're in compliance with our carbon budgets. And there are examples. There's the Echelon data centre being built off Arklow. There's the one in the Midlands on board Namona lands. So this is doable, but I think going forward, we need data centres that meet those four criteria. And I think that will mean less data centres, but ones that are more energy efficient and ones that have, I suppose, a fair balance between use of our state's energy for data centres versus for the many other really important things we need our energy
for.
OK,
so Michael, I mean, you must be delighted that there is a gung-ho approach, as Roderick describes it in this programme for government, when it comes to data centres. But they use a huge amount of energy. I mean, 21% in 2023. Offsetting any increase in renewable energy and well above the European average, as has been explained. So how can we in that context talk about building more? Like, we're not going to meet those requirements that Roderick says must exist.
Yeah, well, the programme for government, the current programme for government, I think from my point of view, it's a reaffirmation of the government statement that Roderick has quite rightly referenced that was reviewed by the last administration in July of 2022. So effectively, there hasn't been a connection to a data centre for quite some time in Ireland, and there won't be until 2028. And that's because of the regulator has issued what they call a de facto moratorium, which has effectively banned connections in the Dublin region until 2028. And yes, the next couple of years are very tight in terms of security supply, but the regulator is currently looking, and has been looking at for quite some time, a new policy about connecting data centres to the grid. And we're awaiting that result one of these days. But in the meantime, I think for clarity purposes, Airgrid themselves have flagged all of this energy increase over the last 10 plus years. They don't have the annual forecast in terms of who's using what and by how much. So that's been well flagged. The growth in electricity usage has been commensurate with other kind of modern digital economies. The challenge for Ireland is to ensure that we have a sufficient amount of renewable energy on the system. And that's why, for example, the companies that I represent in Cloud Infrastructure Ireland are very strong on the sustainability and decarbonisation ethos of those companies. Because collectively, they have about, at the moment, well in excess of 1,200 megawatts of renewable electricity. So it's a very clear focus on sustainability from our aspect.
Can I ask you, do you accept the moratorium until 2028? Or are you pushing back against that?
Well, look, there's no choice. I mean, it's a point of fact. The restriction is there. It's for the next period of time that the regulator will be looking at more connection policy or connection policy for more LEUs. And that's the critical piece. The last government, and I presume by default this government, have very strong ambitions around offshore wind, for example, between 2030 and beyond, but particularly the first couple of years of bringing offshore wind onshore. Mm-hmm. So we're going to need, here in Ireland, a domestic LEU market. So in other words, we're going to require an energy-intensive market to take that offshore
Michael,
wind when it comes
hard,
onshore.
It's a very DCs hard argument to make. You know, data centres need this investment in infrastructure that we so badly need. Like, try telling that to the people who are without power now in the west of Ireland, still almost 2 weeks after the storm. Surely they should be front of the queue if there's any investment in infrastructure.
I know about that, there's no doubt, Claire, and I agree with you 100%. And that's why in the statement, for example, that the government issued, the review of the data centre policy statement in 2022, it talks about grid resilience, it talks about sustainable energy, it talks about the twin transition. Because if we're to effectively decarbonise as a country, we cannot do that without data centres, because the twin transition rests heavily on data centre presence in Ireland to bring about that decarbonisation and the benefits of the twin transition.
Okay, this de facto moratorium until 2028. I mean, Airgrid has warned and did warn then when they made that decision back in 2021 that there's simply not enough capacity in the grid. Will there be, Roderick?
Well, I think that'll depend on a number of things. It will depend on decisions that the new government make. But we have to remember, under Housing for All, under the National Planning Framework, it is planned that Dublin will see 116,000 new housing home units built by 2040. They're all going to need energy to be supported. And that's our route out of the current housing crisis that we're experiencing. So if we are going to be putting significantly more data centre demand into the Greater Dublin area, that has a knock-on consequences for our ability to link those new homes into the grid, to link new businesses into the grid. So again,
is that where industry wants these new data centres to be, though?
Well,
Michael, can you answer that question? In Dublin?
So effectively, I mean, by definition, a lot of the companies, for example, that have data centre operations are based in the Dublin region. The government statement does look at kind of co-location. It looks at other areas of the country.
But there isn't capacity, Roderick says.
And that's why the focus has to be on, like, the issue here hasn't been, the debate here traditionally has rested on too much usage of our available electricity. I have argued that we haven't strongly focused enough on the lack of availability. So the issue here is supply as opposed to usage. Our usage has been correctly predicted by Airgrid for years now. So we need a stronger focus, for example, on the offshore wind ambition, of which data centres can be a huge part of. Now, we're not looking for unfettered access for the grid. We accept there are difficulties between now and 2030.
But you want more data centres in the Greater Dublin area.
But you need, what you need clear here is a signal to market, to investors. We're at a really crucial point in terms of digital infrastructure in Ireland. And we can look at the way the global circumstances are changing constantly. So we need to send a very clear signal to market that Ireland is open for businesses, because cloud services permeate all of our lives. As we have this debate, for example,
so you got this,
people will be listening to the RTE app. That's because of cloud services. That's how we live our lives. We work from home, we study from home.
People accept that, but they also want the electricity infrastructure to be protected and to be resilient, and we're very much aware of that now. So are you expecting the new minister, Niamh Smith, now to go into this job with a very open mind, open to your argument and willing to approve these new data centres that your clients or your members want?
No, I expect the new government will look at, for example, the AirGrid publication, Shape Your Electricity Future, which plans out the building out of an efficient and workable grid. And we subscribe to the aims of Shape Your Electricity Future as published by AirGrid. So I suspect that will be an all-of-government commitment to that particular document. It is in all of our interests that we have an availability of electricity in the country, particularly from the renewable energy aspect that would help us decarbonise, but also we have a strong, efficient and resilient grid.
He wants the data centres in the Greater Dublin area, Roderick. That's clear.
Well, again, if that is going to put pressure on our ability to link in new homes to the grid, I think that's a real concern. And we do, as I say, have examples of data centres that are based outside of the Greater Dublin area, that are based beside renewable energy resources. And I think where we decide to build new data centres, and I think it'll be at a lesser rate of growth than we've seen over the last number of years, we should be trying to locate them outside of the Greater Dublin area so we can maintain the capacity on
our grid for the new homes that are needed. Are we not a bit hypocritical here? I mean, we're all so reliant on the data services that these companies provide. We like having the jobs, we like hosting these companies here, and yet we say, now hang on, we're not going to give you the quid pro quo here.
I think no one is disputing the role that data centres play in the modern economy. I suppose what is at question here is the percentage, the proportion that they're now drawing in Ireland versus any other economy in the world. We're at 21%. The next nearest, a very modern economy, actually similar population size as well, Singapore at 7%. Like, we are totally out of line there. And I think we have to have that discussion now in terms of the rate of growth. That's not sustainable going forward. So where we do need some additional data centres, it has to be on the basis of those clear conditions in areas where they're not drawing, where there is capacity on the grid, renewable energy sources directly to them, that they're within our wider carbon budget and that they're supporting economic activity here in Ireland.
But perhaps they will drive the road towards, or they'll speed up our journey on the road towards, for example, offshore energy.
Well, I think it was the steps taken by the last government that were really important in terms of driving towards the use of offshore energy. Like when the Green Party came in 2020, virtually nothing had been done in that area. Now we've seen the marine area regulator established. We see the mapping of the east and south coasts undertaken. We have that opportunity now. And it's a huge opportunity for Ireland to actually move to energy independence. And you know, for example, on Monday of this week, 80% of our energy needs were being met by renewable energy. We've done a huge amount over the last 4 years to decarbonise our grid. That's really important. I agree with Michael on that point. But I think it's important that a lot of that work is to enable us so our homes, our existing homes, our existing businesses are being powered by renewable energy. And that's again why that degree of interconnection with the UK, and the UK have agreed to a new interconnector recently. That's really important. So when we have large amounts of wind here in Ireland, we can actually sell that to the United Kingdom and actually enhance our ability to be
rather than use it for data centres.
I think that's where we need to be. We need to be exporting the energy we generate from wind energy here. There will be times when we need to bring it in, and that's the type of grid that we're looking to develop.
Does that make sense to you, Michael, that we would export our renewable energy?
Well, partly, I suppose, because I mean, we may not have, given the capacity of the interconnectors, we may not have the capacity to export. I mean, you're talking gigawatts of offshore. Of wind. You can do both, and that's why domestic LEU economy is really important, or domestic demand through large energy users, i.e. data centres, is really important. But what's clear here, Claire, is there's been an absence of strong regulatory policy over the last number of years. We've had a government statement, and what we need now is we need a regulatory statement to operationalise that. And we've got to look at this in the whole, and that's the decarbonisation of our economy, sustainable development of data centres, and also the investment that our economy so badly needs. But they can all be done in tandem.
OK, we need to leave it there, but thank you both for coming in, Michael McCarthy and Roderick O'Gorman. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.